today's agriculture industry in Miami-Dade County is only three-quarters the size it was just 20 years ago, at least measured in acres. But measured in dollars of economic impact, the industry actually has more than doubled over that same two decades. Farmers for generations have been pinched between the Everglades and the ever-growing demand for land to develop. One answer has been the Urban Development Boundary, so-called the UDB, designed to keep sprawl at bay. It was implemented back in 1983, and there have been some changes. A report from the Environmental Protection Agency back in 2012 warned agricultural land outside the boundary was dwindling, warning, quote, "This gradual loss of farmland is threatening the critical mass required to sustain agricultural operations," end quote. So I took two road trips, the first with Miami-Dade County Agriculture Manager Charles LePrade, well outside the line. So we're traveling west here on Biscayne, southwest 288th Street, and turning south now, yeah, on Country Club Drive or southwest 202nd Avenue. On our left here, we've got pretty good-sized acreage, Charles, that's waiting to be planted?
It is. They've gone in and they've dissed the field and gotten rid of the weeds, and they've cut it a couple times. Turned everything over, and they'll be getting ready to plant that in the next couple of days, actually.
And it'll be probably squash, some vegetables, wouldn't it?
That is either going to be tomatoes or green beans or squash. It'll be one of the three.
How important is that vegetable crop for the South Florida ag industry?
Well, green beans were number one in the country, so it's not too shabby. Industry-wide, we do, between all sectors, about $700 million in sales a year, which is equal to about $2.7 billion economic impact when you do all the multipliers of everything. And that puts us at number two in the county, in the state. As far as counties go, we're number 18 in the country for the values of crops sold. That's pretty significant when you look at us being such an urbanized county and our location. But it's our location that allows us to do that, because we can farm something year-round. There is always crop available.
Charles, let me ask you about this pinching of the space that growers have to make a livelihood and make an economic impact.
There's a limitation on density on the rural side of that line, and that's where we happen to be today. And it's limited to one house on 5 acres, unless it was platted prior to 1972. So you do have that limitation that does pull off some of the stress, but it's a double-edged sword. You can have property on one side of the line that's worth $150,000 an acre, and 20 feet away it's worth $30,000 an acre. That was a great wealth divide when it was put in. And most of the people that were on either side were farmers of one type or another. And you know, farmers, especially if you look at what we've been through the past 5-6 years with the recession, equity is very important. So it is a double-edged sword where, you know, nobody wants to see the paving over, but you have to have some value to borrow when times are tough.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, Tom? Come on in. It's nice to
meet
you. Yeah, you too. Let me clean up my passenger side mess here.
Thanks for picking me up.
Oh, no problem at all.
Well, to get a different tour a day later, I picked up Jeff Onstad at FIU, where he's an assistant professor of geography studying land use, including the Miami-Dade County Urban Development Boundary. So we got in the car and headed west on Tamiami.
So much of South Florida industry is tied one way, shape, or form to real estate. And farmers really need that equity on land when times get tough. The boundary can really impact the value of those land prices if you're on the rural side of the boundary.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just looking into that question and looking into my data, and I discovered that I tried to find two parcels that were as close together as possible that were both in agriculture, and this dates from 2011. So I found one parcel that was row and field crop land inside the urban development boundary in 2011, and that was valued by the appraiser's office at around $770,000 an acre. About a half mile away on the outside of the urban development boundary, I found another parcel, about 28 acres, which was valued, just these are just the land values, not the improvement values and not the assessed values, because oftentimes there's an agricultural exemption. But that land was valued at $35,000 an
From
acre.
From 770,000 an acre
to 35,000
an acre. Yeah. Less than 10%.
Yeah, and that was about a half mile away.
Wow.
So we have these newly arrived suburbanites in these areas and perhaps not fully aware of what it's like to live next to a working farm. It can be loud. They can be smelly.
Yeah.
They might be applying pesticides. So this causes a lot of conflict. But still, a lot of times farmers see the writing on the wall. And there might be other factors. And they think maybe now it's time to go.
Yeah.
And so maybe before there was four farms adjacent to each other, then three, then two, then one. It gets harder and harder to keep up. We're looking for 157 signal.
Okay, will I be going north or south?
Actually, as soon as we hit 157, the UDB continues on our left, but it won't be on our right. Orchards and row and field cropland, are major food production. Lots of fruits, lots of vegetables. Within the urban development boundary, the main threat to them has been development, right? So a lot of single family homes, other commercial industries, and that's been the main loss there. But outside the urban development boundary, there's been two other less obvious losses. Well, one...
152nd, what are we looking for?
I believe it's 157.
157.
Yeah. And I can actually get my handy computer out.
No, we'll get that.
Okay.
So the losses inside?
Yeah, the losses inside are, the main losses are to development. But outside the UDB, there have been two other kinds of losses to food production, I should say. The first is acquisition by state and federal agencies of large, large parcels of farmland in the western part of the county, buffering the Everglades.
We're going south now on 157th Avenue. We just turned off of Tamiami Trail. You are struck by, on one hand, to our east in this instance, it's home after home after home, single family homes. They're probably 10 feet apart. And on our right, which would be to our west, is just brushland. It's not agriculture land, because this is, it's all pretty wet, right by a canal and some of the other areas here. But clearly, no development.
No development.
It's we've driven acre after acre of brushland, hammock oaks, some pine, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest also that, these houses right here are actually higher in value because they're right on the boundary. part of the American dream, right, is you want to build your dream home somewhere out, in the woods, and then you don't want anyone else to come out there. If you build a house right here, this view will remain unobstructed if we believe that the urban development boundary will never move.
So we're south now on 162nd Avenue. We're going to turn west onto Miller, southwest 56th Street, and see if we can pick up the boundary again, because we've obviously driven inside the urban development boundary here in Miami-Dade.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be pretty obvious once we find the boundary, if we do here on 56th.
This phenomena isn't necessarily a Miami thing. It's an American thing, our this sort of suburban sprawl and our consumption of farmland. It's also important to point out that the farmland that gets consumed the quickest tends to be the best farmland we have. More remote areas tend to be more likely to be, pasture lands and things like that. So, as this is happening across the United States, we're losing a lot of fruits and vegetables, which tend to be very close to metropolitan areas.
So if I had to guess, what are we looking at straight
ahead? I think
ahead
we're back. I think we found it again.
Corner of 167th Avenue and 56th Street.
Yeah, we kind of dead-ended
here. We got a T intersection, and I think we're looking straight at the boundary.
I think you're right.
Let's pull on over and take some pictures.
Okay.
J. Jeff Onstad from FIU as we're going over some bumps in the road there on our tour of the dividing line between urban and rural South Florida. You can actually see some pictures on our web chat and look at our route at WLRN.org under the Sunshine Economy tab.